Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sifiso Zungu is the convener for the South African Student Congress in the Western Cape. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So it's a very interesting conversation because we've been chatting about it quite a lot this morning. The act of in of itself of going into a student's room, into somebody else's room, drunk or not drunk, and destroying property, no matter how you do it, is an absolute outrage. In of itself, that is the case. That said, there's been a lot of talk about racism. Has there been anything overt that we understand it to be a racial incident, or is it just the general behavior around this?
So I think the point of departure here is to maybe firstly emphasize that, one, Stellenbosch, the origin of Stellenbosch, it was not necessarily created for black people. Now and then, because Stellenbosch University is a town itself, so when you come to Stellenbosch, you are coming to town and you are coming to the university at the same time.
Right.
Now, Stellenbosch is so wide to an extent that most restaurants and clubs are dominated by white people, right? So the sense of racism is always around, right? And we will try, because within the university space, you will find that there are certain programs to try and address certain things. But it clearly means that if such things are still even happening in 2022, it means that the university is not doing enough. Because now, with this particular accident, or even other accidents that are happening around campus, mostly are coming from first-year students.
Right.
So it says that most of them, they are coming from white high schools, where they were having certain programs that they are used to. Others, they take certain things like games, right? When they come to the university now, they come with those games in the university, not knowing that certain things now, they will be challenging if they are practicing them here at the university space, right? So that's where it becomes a problem. And we even addressed the university yesterday that I think when it comes to program of welcoming, especially for first years, there are a lot of things that need to change. There are a lot of things that need to be said to just welcome first-year students. Because it's not just matters of racism, even matters of homophobic. There are a lot of issues that happen around.
Right. So in other words, what the university needs to be doing is when these students are coming in from, as you say, homes that might be very conservative in an understanding of the old-fashioned word of conservative, perhaps very, you know, purely a white high school, Afrikaans white high school. I mean, it's an assumption I'm making. But if they're coming into that in this environment, which is striving to be a non-racial environment with opportunities for everybody, then there needs to be some kind of a program or education for these young students coming in, because it is interesting that this is a first year incident, and you know, you shake your head and you wonder how can something like this even happen, but yet it did.
Yes, and it is, and one thing that we are so excited about when it comes to this particular case is the bravery of the victim for him to be able to take a video, because that resident has a history around issues of racism and stuff. But the problem, the problem is that many students, they are not speaking out. So we're so excited and very hyped about this particular accident that student was even able to take a video. Even in that video, if you can watch it, we are so excited about the black student in his emotional intelligence, because if it was another person, maybe they would have reacted in another way, you know. But how he was coming and asking questions, why are you peeing in my room and stuff?
He was
so calm.
In other words, it's an incident that highlights an underlying issue that the university perhaps hasn't been dealing with the way in which it needs to be dealing with.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the truth of the matter. Because the university, yes, if you can go to many policies around the university, you will see that actually these people, they want to transform the space. But the problem, it ends on paper. In practice, there's nothing that is happening.
Right. What do you think should happen to the perpetrator in this case?
Now, after we have a demonstration yesterday, so the agreement from student, because we're having a short conversation with the Vice Director of Teaching and Learning, so student, they said they want that particular student to be expelled, not just be suspended. Because the university took a decision to suspend the student, but student, they said, that's not enough, and that's not to speak loud, because we want the university to be loud about the issues of racism. So the only way to be loud this time around is for the university to make sure that that particular student is being expelled. So student, they then gave the university a period until Thursday to issue a statement that they've expelled that student. If not, then student will carry on protest until that particular student is expelled.
And the victim in this particular case, what kind of support? Because from the articles that I'm reading, he seems almost just to want to get over this and carry on with his carry on with his life.
Yes,
you tell us about that.
So when it comes to the victim, one, I can say that he's still shocked. And another pressure that is coming for him is that next week we're already starting with exam. So this whole situation is overwhelming for him. You know, he just wants to find his routine to be able to focus that next week we're writing exams, right? But one thing that we also sense is that he's no longer comfortable to stay in that residence.
I'm sure.
Because that's one of the things he was really emphasizing yesterday, that he doesn't feel comfortable to be in that residence. So he was just pushing that the university must move into another residence. But yes, he's trying to cope. And we are so glad that the university actually tried to bring resources in his disposal in terms of making sure that he will attend some psychologist therapies around the university. So we are very happy about that.
Does hazing still exist at the university as an initiation?
I beg your pardon?
Hazing. You know, all of the initiation, all the initiation that Stellenbosch University, in fact, was known for.
Yeah, so, but I want to be honest with you that certain residences, when it comes to initiation programs, there are certain things that have changed compared to previous years.
Okay,
you know, because this university, it was like an African culture that is always practiced in residences. So there is a slow shift in understanding that actually, as much as we understand that Stellenbosch University in itself, it has a way bigger history in terms of contributing a lot in apartheid and certain things that there are still elements around this. So there is a slow shift to say
away
that we must understand that this university currently is a public university and is so diverse that you find colors, blacks, Indians within the area. We must not just accommodate, but we must make sure that everyone feels at home.
Absolutely.
So I can assure you that certain programs have changed, but not every resident has changed. And now even yesterday, we agreed with the management that we want to make an example of this particular race, yes, Mare, that when we speak about the diversity, that how it must be shown around campus,
absolutely,
what needs to be reflecting. So 100%. We even call students, they even complain about the leadership of the race that is dominated by white students, right? So there is no reflection of diversity. And that race, it's a mixed race. You find black students, find Indian students, find colored students, you find white students.
So that is the focus, and that needs to obviously shift to be fully inclusive, which at this stage, it might have the aspirational value, but it is not quite there yet. Sifiso Zungu, who is the convener for the South African Student Congress in the Western Cape, talking to us about the suspension of the perpetrator. It is 7:26. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.